It's that time of the year, boys and girls, and you're looking forward to getting many presents, and I hope you'll be giving some presents as well. Now, the question I ask is, why do we give presents? Well, it's probably because the wise men came to baby Jesus all those years ago, and they brought presents. They brought presents of gold, frankincense, and myrrh to the little baby Jesus. Now, I want us to think about the presents that we give. And we always have to give presents to meet the needs of those people that we give them to. So here in our little family, there's the little baby. We'll call her Sarah, all right? And think that's suitable, isn't it? A little rattly and something to chew her gums on till she gets her teeth, all right? Here's a wee boy, he's 7. We get him a wee toy car, all right? His bigger sister, she wants a mobile phone for she's 12 now. What will we get, Daddy? That'll do him, won't it? Electric grill. Mommy, we'll get her a watch. Okay, so we're giving and receiving presents, and we need the presents that suit ourselves. But God offers a very special present to those who will receive it. And this is a present that comes from the heart of God, from the love of God. A very, very special present indeed. There's a verse that we have up on the screen here. The something of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. And of course, the word that's mentioned or missing is the gift. The gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. And really, the gift that God gives is his Son. For in him we have eternal life if we learn to trust in him. And there's a great verse that helps us remember the gift of God. God's gift of love to this world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now I want you to look at that verse again. And I want you to remember this little outline I'm giving you of this verse. It's this gift of God. God so loved the worst. You and I, we're sinful. We're very, very sinful. And we do things that are wrong. And God so loved the worst that he gave his best, his very best, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. So God loved the worst, that he gave his best, that for doing the least, simply believing and trusting in him, God gives us the most. Now, would you remember that little outline in John 3 and 16? God loved the worst, you and I in our sin, that he gave his best, his sinless Son, his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him, it's turning from our sin and trusting him. It's an act of faith. And for believing, he gives us the most. He gives us everlasting life. He gives us, changes our lives here and now. And he gives us a new life to live, but everlasting life in a world to come. So will you remember that this Christmas? And do you remember your mums and dads when you're at your dinner of the day, the little breakdown of John 3 and 16? Thank you.